In the art scroll, we're going to start from page 10. Humash Amar Shlomo HaMelech, just to backtrack again. And in the Feldheim, it's in the middle of paragraph, second paragraph, page Dalid, the opposite of 4. Humash Amar Shlomo, 3 lines in the second paragraph. In order to acquire anything else in life, it could be you could have a shortcut. But in order to acquire Yiras Hashem, you're going to have to work for it, and there are no shortcuts. You must be mevakeshit, like money, and like hidden treasures. Harei lecha. We see from here, shalahavin ayira, tzarech levakesh oisa, chakesev ulechapes oisa kamatmonim. And I'm emphasizing on the lahavin. In order to understand yira, you have to work towards it. You have to delve into it. Just like you would delve into money, and you have to chase it, you have to look after it, you have to search for it. Hare efo b'mashem alumad lanum avaseinu b'mashem furzim b'kol bendas derech klal. Either we'll just go like our parents taught us, or we'll spend time in everything else but this. So either we're just going to be like a bobblehead, and just copy, and just like dead fish go with the flow, or we're going to be distracted by everything else and not keep the main thing, and focus on what we know we need to develop. Lama, Frakta Ramchal Loik Ba'adam Lasmei Timofachas Eskazam Noch Rabasher Esmano Lefano Salinu Melasak Machem. Why do we not spend the time doing this? When we spend time doing everything else, hein akasav omer hein yiras hashem hi chachma. Parasenu zal hein is echas shekein b'lashon yevani. In Greek, they call achas hein. What does that mean? Listen to this, everybody. Yira is chachma, chachma, and that is yira. Yira is a chachma. V'hi levada chachma. Uvada sheinikra chachma mashein bo'ian. Right? You could go to Harvard. You can't even, now you could say it so clearly. Back in the day, you would say, Harvard, what do you mean? He's a smart person in Harvard, right? I have to tell you what's going on in these universities, where all of these universities with all these quote-unquote smart people, right? These smart people are pro-terrorists and pro the innocent, the destruction of innocent. I'm not getting into politics here. I'm just talking Aleph Beis. You're going to tell me that's Chachma? So where is Chachma? Chachma is someone who has Yiras Hashem. Someone who understands that there's a God, right? What do they say? I think they say once, I'm not going to say it now in this context. But it's like, imagine you went on the moon and you found a watch on the moon. Just a watch on the moon. Would anybody have a havamina that there wasn't a person there who dropped the watch? Someone's going to think that, the watch became a little stupid watch. That, it's pashut that man was there. But to create the entire cosmic everything, right? People are stupid. The smartest people are stupid. You don't realize there's a God. You don't realize you're going to die. You don't realize that life. You're stupid. It's not the pshat. I always said, okay, this is totally out of the context, but I don't care. I'm going to say it right now. I say, what's the pshat? There's a chacham and a rasha in the manashtana. Why is there a chacham and a rasha? Either have a rasha and a tzaddik, or have a chacham and a tippish. What's a tippish? A tippish is a fool. So what's the answer? There isn't a chacham and a tippish. The rasha is not a rasha. He's an idiot. He's not a sophisticated person. He's an idiot. A guy who's a tzaddik is not, he's a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik, he's a chacham. He uses his brain. He uses his heart. He thinks about Hashem. He thinks about the day of death. He thinks, he realizes that this world is whacked, is cracked, and he's focused on Olam Haba. And he doesn't just go follow the crowd because the crowd is lost. That's why he doesn't follow the crowd. So that's the pshat. That's what he's saying. Chachma, to be Yiras Hashem. Yeah, it might not be popular to have Yiras Hashem. It might be popular to go to a liberal college. All in the United States, the whole world. You guys are living in a different generation. Definitely not the context for here. But I guess it is because I'm saying shir on this. We'll see how many comments I get from this. I'm all excited. But this is what the Yemes Yil Shasharim, this is what he says. I'm not saying any chidushim. He says, Yira is chachma. The levad chachma. Uvad ashe nikra chachma ashein bo'in. And no one's going to tell me that chachma is something that you don't have to develop. You have to develop. You want to have a relationship with Hashem? Oh, I just want to have a go take a shot of vodka and you'll have a relationship with Hashem. You think it's that easy? Think it's that easy? You got to work. You got to toil. You got to stay up till 4 a.m. and understand what to go to medical school and to go to law school and to be a big businessman. That you can stay up till 4 a.m. and everybody will give you a free pass. But to struggle with your relationship with Hashem, oh, I want to come to yeshiva, I want to go to a Eish HaTorah seminar, and we love Eish HaTorah and we love seminars. I'm not saying Chas HaShalom anything negative. And you hear a shir about God, and now I'm suddenly connected to God? Huh, that's the religion you want to be part of? That's not the religion I want to be part of. I want to be part of a religion where it takes hard work, dedication, and that's beautiful. That's how you develop a relationship with Hashem. It takes time, takes effort, takes not being so popular. And it needs delving. Acha emesi. That's how, by the way, the Mesil Sharm Shir turned into 45 minutes because of this stuff. It used to be shorter. That's what happens. Acha emes. That's why we're doing it short again. Anyway. Acha emesi ki in God's circle, God's army, Ladas, say some emes, loyal, tzara, dimian, vasara, koseves. We might go a few minutes extra, it's okay. Kolshkein liknosu sam lasigam. It's not a dimion, it's not like a delusional concept. To acquire them and to reach them, it takes time and effort. Umisha yizboinin bum yirashen exus toil by some of the Ramshaks, Melchachim, Hatipshim. Oh, Baruch Shakivanti. He says it's not what people who are not using their brain, El Badivre Shlemus Amiti. It takes Shlemus. You have to really develop yourself. It's based on one pasuk. The entire sefer is based on one pasuk. What is that pasuk? What does God want from me? Yiras Hashem Elokecha. That's one. Lalechus b'chol drachav. That's two. Avo isoi v'lavodas Hashem Elokecha. Sorry, avo isoi is number three. Lavodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav v'chol nafshecha is four. Lishmar as mitzvos Hashem v'schukasav is five. Kan kolal kol chelkei shleimus avoid and nitzus shmayus baruch. You see this? I have this starred like crazy over here. Hashem put in this pasuk one way to develop your relationship with Hashem. V'heim yira halicha bedrachav ava shleimus aleiv u'shmiras kol mitzvos, and he's going to go into every one of them. Here we go. Number one. What is yira? Listen to this, everybody. Put on your seatbelts for this. Hayira yira shroim amusay is baruch shira mulfan of kamo shira mufnei melech gadol v'noira. The Yevush Migdulase al Koltnua, Shubalis Noea, Kolshkein Bedabroi Lefan of Bitfila, Aiba Oskai Bitarasa. Underline that one. I have that one on the line many times. Your relationship with Hashem is recognizing that He is the master of the world. It doesn't say anything that He's going to beat you up and that He's a monster. Hashem is everything, and that you have a certain understanding that Hashem is I'm in the presence of Hashem when I daven, and he says, and when I'm learning Torah. Go think about that one. And he speaks about that a lot in Derech Hashem. Halicha bedrachav number two is called Koilel Kol Inyan Yosher Amidus Tikunam Umashaber Mahurachum Afatarachum Mechal Kol Zeh Shinagalam Chol Midoisav Vechol Mine Kolizel Apia Yosher Amusar. This is acting like an angel, acting beautiful to the people around you, loving. You smell good to other people. You have a pleasant smell to other people. You're nice to the bus driver. You're nice to the goy. You're nice to the yid lahavdol. You're nice to the animals. You're nice to everybody. You're a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person. You strengthen the Torah and you strengthen brotherly love all amongst everyone. That's number two. Number three, ahava. It's 10 minutes. Do I get the... We can go another couple minutes to finish the perek. Everybody's okay? Not that anyone's going to say not okay, but okay. Ahava, love. We don't do this that often, that we go 3-4 minutes. I want to finish up the parak. Love is that I want to do for Hashem, as he's going to talk in Chassidus. Not that I have to, not that a Ruven Yoina, that I should. There's no should. It's all I want to. That's what love is. I want to. There's no shoulds. I want to be close to Hashem. Just like I want to be there to make my parents happy. And I'm upset when things are not the way they need to be for my parents or for Hashem. And you are, it bothers you when people aren't doing that. And you'll be happy when you do this. That's number three. Shleimus Halev means that you're here. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm not doing it for attention. I'm not doing that people praise me. I'm not doing it for validation. I'm not doing it for money. I'm not doing it for covet. I'm doing it because it's me and me and me to you, Hashem. And nobody else knows. Nobody else knows. I don't care. And I'm totally, totally me and you, Hashem. That's Taharas Halev, Shleimus Halev. I'm not doing anything out of rote. I'm doing it because that's what I want to do in order to strengthen my relationship with you, Hashem. I'm totally there. Shmiras kol mitzvos is pashit. Shmiras kol mitzvos kol mechol dukeim utinayim is just doing everything. 613 mitzvos. He just said all five of those things. Now, the entire Sefer is based on those five things. And Zakhtar Ramchal, we're almost finished the parak. Hine kol eilu klam tzichem perish gadol. All of this needs an explanation. I found that it's even more detailed. It's incredible how the Ramchal matches this up to the pasuk. And he says, one of them is in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and this is the Lashon. Mikana Rapinchas Ben Yair. Torah Mavil Dei Zahira, Zahira's Mede Zuzas, Zahira's Mede Ode Nikias, Nikias Mede Laprishas, Prishas Mede Tahara, Tara Mede Chsidah, Sidus Mavil Dei Anava, Anava Vil Dei Yerashet, Yerashet Mavil Dei Kut Ktusha, Shem Mavil Dei Ruach Kodesh, Ruach Kodesh Mavil Dei Tchias Amesim. 10 minutes a day, 15, 12 minutes a day, on average, probably about 11, 12 minutes a day, you will be able to, we will all, with Hashem's help, will have this journey to reach Tchias Amesim to Ruach HaKodesh. Al Pi Abrai says, Zizkamti Lechaber Chibur Ezeh, Zuck the Holy Ramchal, in his humility, I agreed, Lilameid Latzmi. He's not just being cute. I'm teaching myself, says the Ramchal. Ulahaskil Acherim, and I'm reminding other people what it's about, what it is to live as a Jew. How do I acquire it? What do I got to stay away from? I'm going to read it, says the Ramchal. Anybody who enjoys it. See how deep that is? So if you don't have nachas from it, and it's not pleasing to you, don't do it. Don't do it. He says, he doesn't say you should learn my sefer. He says, if it talks to you, and it's noach, and it's comforting, and it talks to you, go for it. If it don't talk to you, then not. Laman nilmad liyiras Hashem. So we can learn together how to have yiras Hashem. That we don't forget our responsibility in this life. The natural physical world will strip us from this. Hakriya v'staklus, reading and paying attention to this and understanding, Yala Zechronei V'Yerinu Amatsuv Aleinu, will wake us up. Hashem Yebechaseinu V'Shmar Aleinu Miloked. Hashem will help us from our foolishness. He will save us. Teach us, Hashem, your ways. I want to go in truth. Yached Levavi, help my heart be one that I could have Yira from you. Amen, Kane, Yehi Ratzon for all of us. Incredible. 10 minutes a day. I know it's 14 minutes, 54 seconds. We did have a few minutes of parentheses. Amazing. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.